There's been no shortage of discussion surrounding Mel Gibson's film, The Passion of the Christ. It's been nearly 2 months since the film opened, time enough for our critic-at-large John Powers to reflect on how the mass media cover religion and what effect Gibson's film has had on the culture.
George Orwell wrote that it takes a constant struggle just to see what's in front of one's nose. This is certainly true of our media. They're so busy turning out newspapers, magazines, and daily programs that they give the illusion of being on top of everything. Then something comes along that reveals a blind spot. That's what happened when driver Dale Earnhardt was killed during the 2001 Daytona 500. The spontaneous explosion of grief among millions of NASCAR fans prompted the startled recognition that stock car racing is America's second biggest sport, with a rich and potent mythology all its own. I mean no disrespect when I say that the same thing has happened with The Passion of the Christ. As its box office skyrocketed, over $330 million so far, its blockbuster status has compelled our big papers, magazines, and networks to confront a bedrock fact of American life that they've largely ignored. The United States is by far the most religious country in the developed world, a nation in which 60% of its citizens believe the Bible is historically accurate. We live in a country where The Da Vinci Code, Dan Brown's conspiracy thriller about the origins of Christianity, has just become the best-selling adult novel of all time. And the apocalyptic Left Behind series of novels has sold nearly 60 million copies. Harry Potter numbers. Of course, were it not for Gibson's celebrity, religion would still be struggling to make the front pages or the news shows. We normally get very little coverage of religious life, except for stories about extremists. That's because our mass media themselves are something of a modern-day religion, whose major doctrines are secularism, pluralism, and materialism. By its very nature, this media culture resists strong expressions of any faith that offers values claiming to transcend it. Our media gatekeepers feel much more comfortable with softer, unofficial forms of religion. They prefer to deal with it as a lifestyle accessory, like practicing yoga, or as the source of the comforting, soft-core spirituality found in TV shows like Joan of Arcadia, one of four recent series in which young women have dealings with the supernatural. Naturally, The Passion of the Christ freaked the media out. None of the big Hollywood studios would distribute the film, while many papers and magazines went into a minor frenzy, thumping Gibson and his movie months before they'd even seen it, which, of course, only served to make the movie into a cultural event. Horrified by the passions they feared it might unleash, they did everything possible to inoculate viewers. CNN broadcast a special called Who Was Jesus? Newsweek ran a cover story asking who really killed Jesus? And Dateline sent Stone Phillips to the Holy Land to investigate what really happened to Jesus. I half expected CBS to launch a new series, CSI Jerusalem. Underlying all this was fear that the movie might spark anti-Semitic violence. Mercifully, that hasn't happened, at least not in America. Although the film is anti-Semitic, most Christians who see The Passion of the Christ treat it as an occasion not for blame, but for an affirmation of their own faith. They have no use for Gibson's extreme Christianity, a Catholicism so quote-unquote traditional that it even views John Paul II as a bogus pope. Ironically, Gibson's Jesus movie has probably had a less striking effect on ordinary Christians than it's had on our media. Papers like the New York Times that once scoffed at The Passion of the Christ now run front-page articles on the Left Behind series. The cover of this week's Time magazine is asking, "Why did Jesus have to die?" And most hilariously, Hollywood itself has got religion. As the trade papers have reported, movie execs who shrieked in horror at Gibson's film before it was released and would sooner die than give him an Oscar for making it now, are busily seeking out religious-themed projects that will let them reel in all those Christian dollars. Although America hasn't become demonstrably more devout in the last 2 months, Christianity has demonstrated its clout in the time-honored American way. It's made huge profits. Why, there's even a website called ShareThePassionOfTheChrist.com that will sell you a sterling silver passion nail pendant for only $50.
John Powers is deputy editor and media columnist for LA Weekly.